This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now 7 after the hour, and this is another edition of Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen to go through a number of things that have been researched. The information from Ken, having explored and done some of the research himself, exploring what the medical journals have to say and also what's in the news. For example, we start with an update on Damar Hamlin, the football player who had, I don't even know if I can pronounce this, Ken, is it commotio cordis? Is that what it is?
Good job. Oh, good job. Yeah.
So tell me about how he's doing and what that is.
You and I have talked about sudden cardiac death before. That's when the heart develops a very rapid rhythm from the bottom of the heart, either ventricular tachycardia or ventricular fibrillation, so rapid it's beating like a bag of worms.
Right.
Well, we know from Damar Hamlin that he had this very rapid rhythm, but the big question is what triggered this very rapid rhythm? And it seems like Damar Hamlin had this very rare entity called commotio cordis, as you so very well pronounced. Commotio cordis, the heart has a cycle from the beginning of the each beat. Each beat goes through this distinct cycle from one beat to the other. And from one beat to the next, there's about a 20 millisecond period. You know, a millisecond is a thousandth of a second. So if your heartbeat is beating 60 times a minute, then just to make the numbers easy, that's about one time a second. So there's about 20 milliseconds of that 1 second where the heart is vulnerable. You pound the heart and it can start beating chaotically.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happens with commotio cordis. It usually occurs in a younger person, usually in a male, because males play lacrosse or hardball, but it can occur in a female if they're hit in the chest with a projectile, either a baseball, a lacrosse ball. Here it was a helmet. Right at the exact moment, this 20 millisecond vulnerable period in the heart cycle, if the heart is hit really hard at that moment, it will trigger this ventricular tachycardia or ventricular fibrillation. This is so rare. There's only about 20 of these episodes with sports each year in America. And this is what we believe happened to Damar Hamlin. He had an episode of commotio cordis. The helmet hit him in the chest just at this vulnerable point. It was just incredibly bad luck. And you could see him get up, and the heart was just beating in such rapid, it had a little bit of blood pressure, and then he just goes back, straight backwards on his back, how someone looks when the heart stops beating effectively to get any blood flow to the brain. So he goes down from sudden cardiac death, ventricular fibrillation, from commotio cordis, and fortunately come out on the field very quickly to do CPR, and also to using an AED, an automatic external defibrillator, to shock his heart. They get him back into regular rhythm. They do CPR very quickly. And if you get to somebody within 10 minutes, you can save them. The problem is most people, when this happens, when sudden cardiac death for any cause occurs, most people don't get CPR and shock within 10 minutes. They don't survive. Fortunately, here the healthcare was amazing, and I don't want to hear you, Doug, criticizing American healthcare ever again after seeing what we did for Damar Hamlin, because very few places in the world could Damar Hamlin been saved, got to the hospital, and then this week, amazingly, was transferred to Buffalo General Hospital intact. When he woke up a day or two later, he asked, "Did we win the game?" This shows amazingly his neurologic system is intact. He's gone back to Buffalo to rehab. And interestingly, there have just been no press conferences. And obviously, when people see no press conferences, their minds do wander about what may be going on. But hopefully, it's only because they're trying to protect his privacy. But the rest of the story, as they say, perhaps we'll find out in the future. But so far, it looks like he's doing amazingly well. Everybody has asked me this week, do I think he'll ever play again? I think there's a good chance. What they'll do is eventually they'll check his heart electrically, these electrophysiological studies, making sure that the electrical system is incredibly stable, and only because of this very rare bit of bad luck did it go into this chaotic. And if they can't trigger this abnormal heart rhythm, this ventricular tachycardia, in the electrophysiology lab, I think they'll let him play.
Well, let's see what happens along that score. That's pretty optimistic in the sense, but you're the man who knows, as one of the preeminent cardiologists in our country, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, practicing at Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. There's a lot of interest in Ken and his procedures, how he helps people. He does offer EECP, but more than that, he's good at general medical information, as you hear on this program, and that's what attracts people to him and his service. So you can find Ken by dialing into the office, 352-735-1400, anytime during the work week, and you can spend an hour with him and see what comes out of it. A lot of good comes out of it, as far as I'm concerned. So check it out, his telemedicine, the reports that he's able to do. It's great stuff. 352-735-1400. I may pass along to you something as we are now steeped in the middle. We really are the middle of the new year and resolutions, and these people that want weight loss and are doing it the safe, natural way with Calitrin. The call is out for Calitrin. They're back on good graces, if you will, of people. You know, for a while, people ignore this stuff. They like to have the eat, drink, and be merry syndrome, right? So now that's over, and you're still alive, but you do have concerns about your health, the condition of your body. So you don't want to introduce any stimulants. You don't want to introduce drugs. You want to take the all-natural approach, and that's what Calitrin does so phenomenally well. That's why they've been around in business for 25 years. Wouldn't have lasted had they not been able to not only convince people to take it, but be successful in the charge. Their charge is to help people lose weight and keep it off. Take it consistently. I do it every day, all the time, every night before I go to bed. I take a couple of these. They're good for all kinds of reasons. You can find it all out by going to their website, toploss.com. Check out the deal now. Buy four and get four free, that sort of thing. Now, find out how you get four free. Get free shipping, too, when you use the code Doug, D-O-U-G. Use that code and take care of yourself and your family. Get them onto Calitrin so you can lose the weight and keep it off and be healthy from now until the end of time. Check it all out, seriously, at toploss.com.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. Grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
All right, back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. Doug Steffen on the Good Day Health Program for this weekend, looking around at all of the things that we have to talk about. COVID, Ken. COVID-19, the flu, the misery that's been caused, the outrage that people are feeling when they find out how much these vaccinations are costing. Pfizer and Moderna, apparently not too worried about the bad PR coming from what they want to charge for these things. So you're still recommending, though, that people get the COVID shot, the flu shot, right, as we get into the really bad winter months?
Well, I would recommend anyone over the age of 6 months who's not allergic to a flu shot definitely to get a flu shot. And I guess it's still not too late. I hope you've had it by now, but it's probably still not too late. Flu this year has caused at least 230,000 hospitalizations and already at least 14,000 deaths. It seems like the rate of flu is coming down a bit, but the rate of hospitalizations and deaths is not yet coming down. So that gets a little bit out about flu. COVID-19, we thought it was going away. This is going to be the forever story. We thought it was going away, and now there's a new variant, this XBB.1.5, another subvariant of Omicron, and it's spreading quickly. At least many, many Americans have got it, and it's predicted that we may all get this because it's the most contagious of all of them. And especially in the Northeast, it's very common right now. I'm sure it's going to be coming our way soon. We're already seeing, I just got the stats from the local hospitals. We've already seen a change in the projection of the rate of hospitalizations right here where I am. So this subvariant, I guess, has come our way already, but it's incredibly contagious. And again, I am recommending the most recent booster for COVID-19, the one that combines the original variant with the Omicron, which was B4, B5, not this exact subvariant, but it does have some effectiveness. The effectiveness is in keeping you out of the hospital and keeping you alive, not keeping you from getting ill. With this new variant, this XBB 1.5, even if you've had all of your shots, even if you've had COVID, even if you've had Omicron, one of the other variants, you're still at risk of getting it. The key is you don't want to die from it. And I recommend anyone age 60 and over to get the newest booster. Anyone who has immune issues, anyone who has any chronic illness, which makes them more susceptible to get the vaccine. And if you have any questions, just talk to your doctor. I'll talk to you myself. I've had this booster, and I'm more concerned about the virus than I am about the vaccine. I'm more concerned about it's 11 times more likely that you'll get an infection, inflammation of your heart from the virus than you will from the vaccine. The myocarditis, 11 times more likely from the virus itself than the vaccine.
Interesting. Coming up in the next portion of this program, there is a new anti-COVID secret weapon that Ken wants to talk about. We'll do that in a matter of moments here on Good Day Health.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
With Dr. Ken this week on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen, happy to be along. It's the second week of the new year. A lot of things going on, a lot of info. It's always, there's a plethora of information that Ken goes through and helps us understand how it applies to you. And certainly this is important. If you're using this secret weapon, what is the anti-COVID secret weapon, Ken?
Nothing more as complicated as working out, getting exercise, getting to the gym. It seems like there's great data now that those who have stayed most active, working out, staying with their exercise program, have done themselves well at protecting themselves from death or severe COVID-19.
You know, I was thinking about what you were saying about Damar Hamlin, and it came to my attention that there's a pitcher for the White Sox named Liam Hendricks, who this week has revealed that he had non-Hodgkin lymphoma. And he's 33 years old, a diagnosis he's talking about in Instagram. He shared this as a professional athlete and for everybody to know. So I go back to the question that I've asked you before, because we do talk about Hodgkin's lymphoma, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. What's the difference between the two, and which is the more serious of the two? Because you think at the outset, okay, if Hodgkin's lymphoma is the standard, non-Hodgkin's must be safer to have. That's probably not the right word, but it's not as dangerous. And I'm not sure that's true, is it?
No, it's just thinking in the broad category of lymphoma. Lymphoma are the parts of the body that help fight infection, help protect against foreign bodies. They're part of the immune system. And this is the broad category of lymphoma. And when these lymph glands, we have lymph nodes all over our body. If you've ever had a sore throat, you feel your neck swell up. Those are the lymph glands around the throat. Lymph glands are all throughout the body. Whatever part of your body is fighting infection or protecting itself from a foreign body, they swell up to really man up and get more powerful to fight whatever. Man up, woman up, whatever it takes to fight the battle there. Okay, and in non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, where you especially get unnecessary, uncontrolled increased cell growth is in the white blood cell. So that's just one specific type of lymphoma, and Hodgkin's lymphoma. And the non-Hodgkin's is where it's in different parts of the lymph system. So don't get hung up in all the medical terminology. Just think about more easily that it's a type of lymphoma. And many, many lymphomas today are treatable.
Mm-hmm. Well, you remember when we worked with Rich McFadden over at the other network at Radio America, he had non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And he just said to me when he was diagnosed, he said, "I'm going to beat this." And you could tell in his tone that he was serious, that he thought he could beat it, and he did. And I always wondered whether, because not knowing at the time the difference between non-Hodgkin's and Hodgkin's lymphoma, that he was going to die, or he could have very easily died, but he didn't seem to let it get in the way of his life.
Well, it just depends on how aggressive the form you have is, and how well you get to it. But chemotherapy, radiation therapy, there's targeted drug therapy, there's bone marrow transplants. There's a lot of ways to address this, and it just depends on whether you have a minimal aggressive type or a very aggressive type.
All right, speaking of marrow, I had an experience this week that I want to share with you and the audience, something that is becoming a little more popular when it comes to, instead of choosing to replace a bone or a portion of your body with something artificial, is there another thing you can do? We'll talk about that as we continue in the next half hour here at Good Day Health.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The CDC saying there's a possible safety issue with the COVID-19 vaccine made by Pfizer.
The CDC notes that overall the data suggests it's very unlikely there's a true clinical risk. Dr. Anthony Fauci praising the agency for its openness.
I think the important thing to point out is how transparent and upfront the CDC has been.
The agencies use a safety monitoring system that identified a preliminary signal that they found important to share with the public while they continue to evaluate data. I'm Dave Collins.
One winning ticket for the Mega Millions drawing that's worth $1.35 billion was sold in Maine. With an uptick in RSV, flu, and COVID cases, the CDC has a recommendation. If you're sick, stay home. If you can't, mask up. Corey Myers, USA News.
paid for by government.com.
Did you hear? A recent stash of $10 gold Liberty coins from the 1800s has been found. These gorgeous gold coins are as bright and shiny as the day they were struck in the late 1800s, and less than 50 of these gold coins are available. Coin experts are calling this gold find an incredible opportunity. Call 1-888-201-7060 and you are guaranteed a $10 gold Liberty coin minted by the U.S. Mint in the 1800s. But with extremely limited availability, you must call now. These gold Liberty coins from the 1800s are still in uncirculated condition. That is history you can hold in your hand. To learn more, call 1-888-201-7060. Call now and you'll receive a free American Coin Collector's Bonus Package, a $40 value, free with every order. Call 1-888-201-7060 now to secure your $10 gold Liberty coins dated from the 1800s before they sell out. That's 1-888-201-7060.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Now 34 past the hour this week, Doug Steffen, Dr. Ken, together as usual, I will call your attention to some of the past broadcasts and podcasts that we have of Ken discussing some of the issues, the medical issues of the day, how they're being dealt with, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The FDA approving the first gene therapy. We talked about that and how you can be impacted by that. Treatments for hemophilia, cancer patients, why you should eat dark leaf greens. What does that do for you? It slows memory loss. You're going to hear the details of that in a recent episode of Good Day Health, the podcast. A lot of COVID things come up. Always we're focused on that. Ken talks about processed foods and how they're destroying our brains in a recent edition of the podcast, Good Day Health. You find it at gooddayhealthshow.com. And then we also, on a recent episode of the podcast, heart disease and COVID, some of the same things that we go back and forth, because there are a lot of these things that need to be either repeated or they have a different angle, and so we get to that on the show every week. Catch the podcast of Dr. Ken at gooddayhealthshow.com. And we'll have certainly the memorializing of this conversation this week when it is all put together sometime during the week, gooddayhealthshow.com. So you come in sometimes, you hear bits and pieces of a story, you want to get the whole story. That's why the podcast is helpful. I had an experience this week that is worth a few moments of our time. I had a PRP injection, or actually a couple, three or four of them, platelet-rich plasma. This was started at the Johns Hopkins Institute. It's now been researched, and in my area, the Harvard Medical School has teamed up with the Spalding Rehab Center to offer this treatment. So in terms of what it does, I went along, my physical therapist is the one who encouraged me to get this. You have to pay for it because insurance doesn't. And the recovery time depends on how healthy you are. So I had this, they take blood
a big, actually a couple of huge vials of blood. I said to the nurse when she was taking it out, am I going to have any blood left? And she sort of laughed. She says, yeah, your bone marrow will replace it pretty quickly. So I wanted to talk about that from that perspective, at least, Ken, in part anyway. How is the blood replaced whenever you have this sort of a deal or anything that where you're when you give blood, when you have your blood tested for your annual physical, they take blood. So is it replaced and how is it replaced? And in terms of the injections themselves and what to expect, this is something that's being used for people who have bad knees, bad ankles, bad hips, bad shoulders, problems that the plasma in the blood, because it's so strong, goes in and attacks what the problem is and heals it. And so I will tell you that I'm extraordinarily sore today, both my shoulders, and I've been told not to do anything because I am very active and work out and do the same sorts of things that you do, and I can't do it for at least a month because it'll interfere with the hearing. But I don't, the way I feel today, I wouldn't want to do it because I'm so sore. But that probably happens after any, this is not an operation really, but it is a treatment. And I find more and more, the more I talk about it, this particular rehab center has a part of its center is devoted to this, and they have all day, every day. There are four doctors, all women, who are involved in the procedure with me. You look on an ultrasound, they see where the tears and the damage is, and they inject the plasma right into those areas. And if you don't think that hurts, woo! But you know, they'll tell you that in 6 weeks' time, I should be very much back to being able to do all the things that I have done, and that gives it enough time to heal. So anyway, that's my story about PRP. What's your read on it and how it's conducted and why insurance doesn't pay for it?
Well, you know, why they don't pay for it, you know, that's only a question Nostradamus could answer.
That's very okay. Got it. Yes.
But, you know, this is a cutting edge, state of the art treatment, and it's just, you know, new out there. It's, hopefully it's going to work for you. This is also used for some cosmetic procedures. People use it to stimulate hair growth. They use it to enhance other cosmetic procedures. It's been used in wound healing and trauma and joint injury, as for yourself. Sometimes you need to repeat these. Did they talk? Because often this doesn't work long term. Did they talk about future treatments?
They said to me that you could be back in here a year from now. You could be back in 6 years from now. Or you could never come back because it might take care of it. It depends on your body chemistry, how you take care of your body, and how you allow this to heal in the proper time. For example, I'm going back to California next weekend. The last thing I should do is pick up a bag and put it in the overhead. That's something that, you know, don't do stuff, don't put anything over your head. And then there are other things that they talk about with regard to this. And so with that and me being conscious of it, and frankly, in the wintertime, I'm not as active on the farm, so I can kind of get away for the next couple of months without being as active. I tried to get everything done that I needed to up to the last minute, frankly. I was out until 9 o'clock the night before I had the treatment, getting things sort of organized so that I wouldn't have to do any of the heavy stuff. But what more impressed me was how the body works. And I thought maybe if you wouldn't mind taking a minute. So understanding the bone marrow stuff and how blood is actually made. So when you take out a big hunk of blood, how does it get replaced? What's the body's process for resupplying the blood that we need to keep ourselves alive?
Well, that's the bone marrow. I mean, we've all had steak once in our life, and you look at the bone, and you know, it's between the hardness is that nice softness in the middle of the marrow, and in that area is the fertilizer where all these cells of the blood are produced. And if you have normal bone marrow, your body continuously is making these cells and throughout our lives. The bone marrow is continuously active. And this procedure that you've had is, in fact, FDA approved. It's just considered investigational. And that's why the insurers have yet to pick it up. And this is very similar to the pattern you see with new procedures. But this was developed, as he said, for Johns Hopkins. It's used for a number of areas, skin rejuvenation, hair loss, osteoarthritis, post-surgical healing, tendon, ligaments, muscle, and joint injuries. And I presume more and more research is going to be done on this, and we're going to be hearing more about this. Did you have to sign a consent saying that you were participating in an investigational study?
Yep, I signed. You wouldn't believe
I thought I was
buying a new house. I signed so much paperwork. I said to the lady in the office, I said, this is like buying signing up for a mortgage, for God's sake. And you
have
to disclaim.
There are some reported risks and side effects, bleeding, tissue damage, infection, nerve injuries.
If you got people that don't know what they're doing, I would say you stay away. You go to a place like I did, a rehab center that's connected to a hospital like Johns Hopkins or the Harvard Medical Team. These are people that are doing this research, as you've suggested. They've been at it for a long time. They know what it's about. This woman that was the chief of the medical protocol, there were three doctors and a nurse in on this with me. One of them was running the infrared, not the infrared, but the ultrasound to go and look at it. And it was pretty amazing. You know, I'm spoiled. Most people don't know what ultrasound is. You've spoiled me because you use, every time I have my physical down there, you use ultrasound to take a look at my heart and my cardiovascular system, where all the veins and arteries are, how big they are. I talk to people all the time that have physicals. They don't even know what it is. What's ultrasound? Some people think it's what they use to look at the babies in your womb as the babies are growing. Right? There's a lot of uses for it.
It's one of the uses. What made you decide to do this, to be a bit of a guinea pig? And I say that politely. We need people to be willing to get involved in these studies, and that's how the course of medicine progresses and improves. But what made you, willing to be on the front cutting edge here?
I'll tell you that in a minute. The hows and whys and why I did it coming up here on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. I'm Doug Steffen with a reminder about how you, if you're in the medical business, if you're in the farming business, if you have a restaurant, whatever your business is, you got five or more employees, have you gone to COVIDpayment.com? There's some great news, great information there. They've set aside funds from the CARES Act to reward companies who stayed open during COVID. I know, you know, we all struggled with this sort of thing. And the small and mid-sized businesses suffered the most in our country. So these payments are for you. They're not loans. You don't have to pay them back. This money is available now. You got to know how to do it, and that's why you contact COVIDpayment.com. COVIDpayment.com, the process will entitle you to up to $26,000 per employee. So when you go through and answer the questions, the folks who are the experts at COVIDpayment.com will then go through all of the procedures. They'll do the work, and they get paid a percentage of the funds that they get to you. So your company and qualify for $26,000 per employees right now. Go to COVIDpayment.com. Help yourself to some of that money, taxpayer dollars, it's there. And maybe you use it to bonus the employees. Maybe use it to further benefit you and your business. Whatever it is, it's there for you. Why not get it if you can? COVIDpayment.com, that's the way to get it.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you.
Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
So it's great business time for Calitrin. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix fad product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I started my business in 1986 and began paying employees. I would handwrite checks and say, "Here you go. Don't cash it until Tuesday." That came to a screeching halt when a teenage employee said his dad wanted to see his pay stub. "Pay stub? We don't have pay stubs. Get back to work." He said, "Dad works for the government and state law requires I receive a pay stub." Uh-oh. Hi, I'm Mike Kappel, CEO of Patriot Software. After many emergency calls, I learned how to correctly withhold payroll taxes and create pay stubs. I avoided handcuffs and an orange jumpsuit that day, barely. That's why I created Patriot Software, to help small business owners do their payroll taxes correctly with pay stubs. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, and the quick answer to the how and why that I had this PRP, the platelet-rich plasma injection into my shoulders. I've torn over the past 10, 12 years. I've wrecked both of my shoulders on the farm, falling off of trucks, falling on the ice, and it really has been something that has stretched my abilities to do things. I like to have my arms and shoulders strong so I can do stuff on the farm. And so that was hindered by all this, and I wanted to fix it. And I sure as heck didn't want to go through an operation where they come in like with a chainsaw. They do the same thing for your hips. When they cut your hips out, they just go in with a chainsaw and cut your hip out or cut your shoulder out and put a new one in. That didn't appeal to me, mostly because of the rehab time being 4 to 6 months. I just can't afford that kind of time. So I was convinced by my physical therapist that I have great respect for, who came out of the Spalding Rehab program and the Harvard program. So I figured she knows what she's talking about. And in my mind, she did. Ken said something very important. You got to get somebody who really knows what they're doing. There are going to be a lot of hackers and slashers out there who'll do this in a way that is not particularly well, you're not protected, and that's why they make you sign all that paperwork. And they did because there are some of these things that just are not going to work. Your body may be different. They may not know what the heck they're doing. But, you know, if you're going to do it, I suggest you do it before you try the other damage that can come to you from having your body basically attacked by a guy who looks like the hacker slasher from Halloween 13. They go in with a chainsaw. That's really what they do. So, anyway, that's the how and the why of it, Ken. If you, I'm sure you understand what's going on. In a moment, we have questions for Dr. Ken here on Good Day Health. Please stand by for that.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Ken Kronau's here at 53 after the hour on Good Day Health. Doug Steffen here with some of the information, some of the important medical stories, the questions that come up. I've been talking a lot this week about Johns Hopkins and their PRP program. I suppose there's a lot of question and answer that come out of that. But lately I've seen some more info out of Johns Hopkins about hearing loss and what it can lead to, Ken. So what's the answer to that question?
Sure. The older adults with greater severity of hearing loss, they seem to be more likely to have dementia. And the good news is that treating the hearing loss may lower the risk of getting dementia. So, you know, I often hear so much from my patients that they're a little uneasy about hearing aids, whereas just eyeglasses, they're seeing aids, and we don't think so much about them. Hearing aids are no different than eyeglasses.
Right, except they're harder to keep in your ear if you don't have them locked down someday. Eyeglasses are pretty easy to hold on to your face because of your nose.
Technology recently is amazing.
It is, so it keeps you from losing. I know I have a fellow that works with me on the farm who can't hear anything, and I bought him a set of hearing aids a couple of years ago, and he's afraid to lose them. He didn't know how to adjust the volume, so he hears all the traffic on the street instead of just, you know, whatever the conversation is. So it's good to know that there is a lot of advances being done, as you've suggested. Okay, next up in the question department, how is this story about women who are over the age of 65 more vulnerable for something like cervical cancer? Why would that be, and what are the stats?
Well, the CDC has just made this observation this week that too many people women over the age of 65, and it's only increasing or dying from cervical cancer. And I think the message is that we need to reevaluate how we screen elderly women for cervical cancer, and that's where the effort is. We need to change, and also women need to be remembered to talk to their gynecologist, see their gynecologist, make sure they're getting screened, because cervical cancer is not only an issue for younger women, it's an issue for also women over the age of 65.
All right, so let's talk about men, and maybe not the same sort of thing, but sort of in the same department, men who want to be sperm donors. There seems to be some question as to how many are accepted into those programs and why it would be the number that it is.
Interesting that only about less than 4 in 100 who start at the beginning of the line make it to the end. This comes out of a medical journal this week, Human Reproduction, that fewer than 4 out of every 100 men who apply to be sperm donors, Doug, actually wind up providing a sample that's used in fertility treatment. They withdrew their applications. They failed to respond, stopped showing up for appointments. Also, some health issues were determined. They carried a genetic disease or they had an infectious disease that just couldn't be treated.
So sperm donation, it's gotten a bad rap, I think, over the years because some of the publicity around it. Those who use it, why they use it, I don't think that should make any difference. It's just what I'm interested in is why sperm seems to be as ineffective. We've talked about this a little bit, and so I wonder if that contributes to the fact that the birth rate is going down in the United States. Is that at least one of the factors, that men don't have sperm that gets the job done?
Well, there's probably a lot of reasons, but the CDC announced this week, again, a slight decrease in the birth rate, and I think what you're mentioning is one of them. I think economics is another. I think the fact that people are delaying having births, especially women, are working older into the workforce, and I think both men and women are seeing that they can advance their careers and do better economically by delaying having kids. But, you know, for all of us who've had children at an older age, we realize that we were really intended at a younger age to have these kids. Mm-hmm. So it's really a mixed bag when you decide to have them.
Yeah, I guess it is what it is. Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. Avail yourself of his services. If you're there, go to the clinic. If you aren't and you like Ken's method, if you will, as you hear him on the radio every week, you can call the office and get a Zoom connection, a medical, telemedical Zoom connection. 352-735-1400 gets you into connection with his office. Spend an hour with Ken. You will learn a lot about your body. Not only is he a top cardiologist, but he really has a great spin and understanding, as you hear here, when he does all this research, generally speaking, about conventional medicine as a whole. So again, the number for Ken's clinic is 352-735-1400. I'm Doug Steffen. This is Good Day Health. It's 59 past the hour.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.